Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Oh, this was really tough to watch. So a couple of days ago, Brandon Woodruff, who we all love, came out after having a couple really good innings, and he comes out for the fourth inning after looking okay, and he throws an 85-mile-an-hour fastball, an 87-mile-an-hour fastball, and then after that, he can't get it over 75 miles an hour, and he looks like he's really laboring. And he ends up coming out of the game after a visit to the mound, and we find out afterwards that, it's not good. He's probably going to have to go on the injured list, according to Pat Murphy. I wanted to give you a little bit more detail on what we know about the injury and what the likely prognosis is and all of that stuff with our good friend, Dr. Patrick Yost, orthopedic surgeon at Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin. Dr. Yost, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So in the past, Woodruff's problems have been described as dead arm, velocity on pitches being down. He spent a lot of time out because of that. Manager Murphy, Pat Murphy, said after this latest thing, it's a tear in his labrum and a cyst that develops and a cyst that will likely redevelop. Can you explain that? What does that mean? What's going on with his arm and his shoulder?
Well, the labrum is the attachment point of the ligaments, also known as the capsule, which most of us know he had a surgery on. If the labrum has a tear or a gap in it and the joint fills with fluid, the fluid, it's under pressure, especially during pitching, and that fluid can get pushed through the tear in the labrum and get trapped on the other side. That's called a paralabral cyst. Think of it as a one-way valve where the fluid gets out and it can't get back in.
What does a dead arm mean, doctor?
It just means it doesn't feel like he can throw the way he's used to. His mind and his trunk and his intent is to throw a certain way, and it just doesn't happen the way he feels. I think that probably is a result of swelling in the joint. You can imagine the capsule or the ligaments or the lining of the joint, those all mean the same thing. As they go into the late cocking phase, which baseball players will call the layback phase, they're winding up kinetic energy. So imagine twisting up like a dish towel. In his case, it's the ligaments. And then as you release that kinetic energy, it's sort of like a spring that gets twisted, and then you let go of it, and it'll release some energy and twist back. If he's got swelling in that joint, the spring mechanism just doesn't work quite the same. So it may not hurt, but it just feels like the ball's not coming out the way it should.
He said that he was feeling some weird sensation in his fingers. Does that track?
Yeah, pitchers will often get numbness in their fingers when there's stress on the elbow. The ulnar nerve goes through around the back of the elbow. People have heard of the funny bone. There's not really a bone that's funny. It's a nerve that's funny, but it's right under or behind that bone. In pitchers, when they overstress that nerve, it gets stretched around the back side of the elbow, and their little finger and their ring finger will go numb, often just momentarily.
Dr. Patrick Yost is with us, Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin. Now, we know you're not his doctor and you haven't seen his imaging and all of that stuff, but you see a lot of these sort of injuries and you work literally on hundreds of these sort of similar cases, although they're all different and nuanced. My question related to all that, could this be career ending? How serious is this, especially if it continues to recur?
Well, I think it's serious, and sure, it could be career ending, but I think in this case, it's going to amount to management. I think all these details of inflammation or the cyst or the labrum or the capsule, they really add up to a big picture of a shoulder that's starting to wear out. And anybody who's got a knee that's starting to wear out or a bad back, they know you can only push it so hard before it swells and it hurts and you basically can't use it the way you're used to. Brandon has just learned how much is too much. The hard part now is the Brewers and he and his doctors have to help coach him and figure out how do we stay below the too much line when he comes back again, hopefully in September. He comes back and throws. Could he be in a relief role? Could he be sort of an opener for a bullpen game? I think he can get his velocity back and his function back, but it's not going to be in a situation where he can be a starter. He's proven that.
Dr. Yost, can we remove this cyst to help with the pressure so then he has the throwing power again? And also, how much pain is he in?
Yeah, it probably doesn't hurt terribly. And to answer your first question, you can remove the cyst, but it will come right back because the problem is that the joint fills with fluid under pressure. And if there's a labrum tear, that one-way valve analogy that I gave you, the fluid will just get pushed through the labrum and trapped in there again.
How hard is this mentally for an elite athlete?
It's hard. I think he's a pretty young man, and it's not a terribly long time since in 2017 when he was incredible, and a couple of great years. It feels like not that much time has passed. And he's aged more than the 8 or 9 years that he's been on the Brewers. That takes its toll. I think any athlete who's getting towards the end of their career, frankly, any professional who nears the end of their career, this happens to surgeons, it's their identity. And when they're getting and they can kind of see the end coming, it's challenging. He seems to be as well adjusted as anyone, but I think anyone can have a lot of trouble just dealing with that.
Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin's Dr. Patrick Yost is with us. I want to move on to soccer. Are you watching the World Cup, Dr. Yost?
Yes, I'm watching it.
Okay, we are too. And we've been talking a lot about it on the show. I'm amazed at how fit they are. These are like the fittest athletes in the world. You don't see any chubby soccer players running around there. All right, Julia, attractive, yes, okay.
Very attractive.
Here's my question. When you watch them, especially when you see the trackers that these guys wear, the technology is absolutely amazing. What's the biggest injury risk to a soccer player? And I know that's hard to generalize, but it's different than it is for a football player or a baseball pitcher.
Yeah, believe it or not, soccer has the highest rate of concussion of any of the sports that people play in the United States. You'd think it'd be football, but after you watch a little bit of the World Cup and you see how fast they move and how they attack each other, and it is a contact sport. So we think a lot about their knees, and there are plenty of knee injuries in soccer, but concussions are even more common.
What if you're a weekend warrior? What's your advice if you're 40 or 50 years old, you're watching the World Cup, and now you think, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to play at Brookfield Indoor Soccer Complex or U-Line, and I'm going to hit soccer full tilt.
And my friend just tore his ACL doing that, thinking he was in college again.
What's the best advice if you want to begin to get active and you really haven't been?
You know, soccer is really important to you. You can play, but soccer, basketball, these are sports where, and I'm 45, so a lot of my friends are still doing this. But it is a sport of attrition, and you've got to be in great shape, but you've also got to just be realistic about how aggressive you're going to play. There are so many Achilles tears and ACL tears and meniscus tears in middle-age, high-contact sports. It is a risk, and I think I tell these young kids who are about to go back to sports, life is a risk assessment. It's a constant risk assessment, and you want to think about what could happen here. If I'm going snowboarding, for me, I don't go snowboarding because I don't want to break my wrists. I'd be better off tearing my ACL because I can still work. You think about if you're going to go and play soccer, that's great. Try to condition yourself and just be prepared to have a good time and try to just dial it back a little because there's so many injuries.
When the World Cup is on or the Olympics are on or some big sporting event is on, do you see more injuries or do you hear from more parents that think maybe their child has injured themselves?
Yeah, we get a lot of calls. And, I love sports. Sports are so much fun and there's so many positives, but there are a lot of injuries. So I think it's just important to try to spend a moment doing an internal risk-benefit analysis. But, yes, these once every 4 years, things like the Olympics and the World Cup, they generate a lot of excitement about the specific sports. So you just see a lot more activity than among amateur athletes.
So I've been trying to get Julia here to play pickleball with me.
And
your boss, the CEO there, Brandon.
Yes.
And I can't get her to do it. And maybe now you have it right. When I come flipping in here, you're going to be healthy.
Thank you.
Julia, pickleball has been a great thing for the, we'll say, middle-aged people of the United States. It's gotten so many people active. It's really fun.
Really?
It's social. But there are injuries. I should probably not say this on the radio, but they generally are minor injuries. Mm-hmm. They're sprains and strains and meniscus tears. it's pretty unusual to have concussions. And I,
right,
knock on wood, I don't see a ton of ACL tears from pickleball. So my advice to anyone listening who wants to get into pickleball, it's a great way to be social and get exercise. And it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, just don't go crazy, right? Oh, just, I guess, be smart about
crazy.
It.
That's right.
Dr. Patrick Yost is an orthopedic surgeon at Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin, the best in the business. Dr. Yost, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.